I think structure is definitely the biggest thing in a gen ed classroom. The more efficient you're able to get these kids in and out of activities, the better. And when you're dealing with a group that size, you have to involve as many students as possible. Don't feel like you're the only one that has to make things run in your classroom. It could be something as simple as make sure you have sharpened pencils available. That's a huge thing. You're trying to go through an activity. You got kids rifling through their desks, papers falling out. They're trying to find pencils. These are little small things, but over time, it can wreck a lesson. If you have two or three kids to make sure they're sharpened pencils available for everyone, kids want to help. So if you involve them in that, they increase their feeling of being vested and involved a part of the classroom. Not only will that help with removing the antecedents, but it'll make them less likely to engage in the challenging behaviors because they feel like this is their home. I think the more you try to control those possible antecedents in a gen ed classroom, the better. Having that structure in place, having routines tight and in place, something as simple as lining up for lunch. I definitely would have, at this point, line order established by last name. You will have spots in the room for everyone to stand. Sometimes you will mark that on the floor with tape. You may do that, or you may have, depending on the grade level, you may post the names on the door in line order. You may have some system in place to where these kids know every day, this is where I'm supposed to be and what I'm supposed to do. You got to have a system in place, but it has to be done consistently, and it has to be to the point where it's not taking much of your time or even creates frustration for everyone trying to do this every day. You got to know when something is not working too. And that should be found out early.